Hey guys, it is Jay John of Asian Pop Radio. Thank you very much for clicking on another podcast. If you like what you hear on our podcast feed, we really hope that you can subscribe to us via iTunes. That's a great way to get the content delivered each time it goes up. If you like what you hear, please do give us a positive review, and some 5 stars would be lovely, because the more that we get them, further our podcast goes up in the list and people can find us. So that would be great. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. You can download our app free via the App Store on Apple and Android. We're also online at AsianPopRadio.com.
This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Don't tell me what you think of it.
This
is the Jeanette and
Jay
John show here on Asian Pop Radio.
Yes, right here. More popping for your V on the Jeanette
really
and Jay John show.
Popping in my ear, more like V.
Asian
what?
Pop Radio.
Oh, gosh.
We have the wonderful, ever amazing Luke on the phone to chat gaming.
Woo! Love video games.
Yes, one person wooing.
It's okay to cheer yourself. It's okay.
You should always cheer yourself.
I am my own biggest cheerleader, that is true. How have you guys been?
We've been good. We've been doing some secretive things. What have you been up to?
I've been the same. I've been playing games, obviously, which has
been
very, very
fun.
Did you
play the Switch? Let's be honest.
I got a Switch. I was there at the launch, and I've played and finished the new Zelda. So,
oh, my God. How long did it take you?
I haven't completely finished it. I mean, I've put about 40 hours into it. There's still lots to do because there's so much in that game to do. But I finished the main story, you know, so I feel like it's at least done for now.
But it isn't. You have too much to do.
So much to do. But also, guys, I mean, there's been some big news here in Australia over the last couple of weeks. I don't know if you saw about it, but did you hear about a game called Outlast 2?
Yes.
Did you hear what happened with the classification over here in Australia?
It wasn't classified.
Well, initially, yes, it was banned. So basically, games can get banned if they're too violent or if they do certain things still, even though we have an R18 rating.
But it was beyond that.
Well, it was beyond that. So it was really intense, and I won't say exactly what it was, but it was really intense, and it got banned. Now, it was a big drama, and of course, everyone got really upset about it because they're not going to be able to play this game. But then 1 week later, they reversed the decision and said, oh, actually, we have classified it. It is being released, and it's going to be R-rated.
Oh.
So it changed. And then it turns out that basically what had happened is the version they first submitted to get classified had some video file that wasn't meant to be there, apparently.
Oh, I can tell which one it is.
Well, and they're claiming that they didn't mean to send that version. And now they've sent the actual version without that video file and it's gotten through.
Oh, what a mix-up.
It's a mix-up, but of course it's weird because, I mean, many countries, they have these ratings for video games that are for adult games and stuff.
Yeah.
Games don't often tend to get refused classification or get banned in most countries. I mean, especially with lots of Asian countries and cultures, they don't tend to ban things when they're too sexual or too violent. They kind of let them go. So Australia has like a different viewpoint on that sort of stuff.
You know who I blame, Luke? I blame the nanny state.
Oh, wow.
The nanny state. Political.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, if you watched or read about what the trailer was, it's actually very horrific.
Right.
Yeah, it's really intense. Like, I can imagine if I'd seen that, it would have been quite horrible to experience.
Yeah.
But it's a horror game. Like, it's meant to be.
It's supposed to be shocking.
Intense. Yeah, it's
like
to
the Jeanette and Jay John show.
How shocking!
Well, you guys push the boundaries every week. You understand.
Yeah,
true. We're not a cult. We're not doing. You're not like someone wakes up and we're like a cult and we're naked and doing things.
But that's just because we're not popular yet. It might be.
Well, Jay, have you seen anything in a video game before? I know you're like a massive gamer yourself.
Yeah.
Have you seen anything in video games before that you've been shot by that was too violent? Oh, that shouldn't be there.
I don't know.
I feel like you're the person to say Mortal Kombat.
No. Wow. No, if I think back to the publicity around Grand Theft Auto back in the day.
Yeah, definitely play games.
I do audio a lot. I can't help it. Grand Theft Auto back in the day, there was some pretty gruesome stuff in there that people weren't particularly keen on.
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, they did have to modify that game for release in lots of countries for that reason, because again, it was, you know, sexually violent. That's the one sort of major no-no in most cases.
Yeah,
so,
which is probably a good thing, Luke.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, it does raise the sort of debate, though, of sort of there are lots of movies that show lots of violence and sexual violence and stuff like that as well, and they get rated R and they get released cinemas. So the discussion comes around how come video games are seen differently.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's more interactive, isn't it? And you've got more of a chance of what happens in the storyline. So you effectively, you'd be choosing particular parts in that gaming experience. And I don't know, whereas a movie, you're kind of not necessarily a part of the equation.
Yeah, and it's definitely, that's the argument, that watching something happen in a movie is much different from actually playing something and being that character. Because really, when something happens, it's happening to you, or it feels like it's happening to you. So it's a different level of intensity, yeah, for sure.
What else is happening in the world of gaming, Luke?
Well, honestly, lots of chatter about Mass Effect Andromeda, which came out last week. So Mass Effect is basically this over-the-top sci-fi RPG with lots of romance options, because people love their romance options in video games.
Yeah, what type of romance? Like PG romance or like R-rated romance?
I don't think it's R-rated. I think that's
probably it's all about the R-rated romance.
Yeah. Well, that's what you do in your spare time. But no, it's probably more like MA kind of romance. So pretty adult, but it doesn't show like close-ups.
Doesn't show the whole shebang. You just hear it and know it happened.
No, you still see it, but it's not like...
You get the shot, but not the bang.
The parts, you know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't slam zoom onto, like, certain bits of the body. It just shows, you know, the general thing. Like you would see in most movies, pretty much.
Ew. I don't want to say anything general in that movie. Ugh.
So Mass Effect's out. I mean, it's kind of... Everything's a little bit quiet because E3 is only a couple of months away, and E3 is where they really start announcing all the really big games coming out.
Right.
Another big one is Destiny 2 was announced officially. You a bit of a Destiny fan there, Jen?
No.
Nah.
Not a Destiny fan.
Coincidentally, my mouse is right on it on the checkpoint on Joy 94.9 Facebook page this very moment.
That's right, exactly. So Destiny 2, all the details are on the website, but that's launching later in the year. And even though I don't like it, Jen doesn't like it, there are a lot of people that love Destiny.
You should go to checkpoint and like things.
Yep.
Oh, wow. That's a wow. Luke, how can we find out more? How can we find out more?
Checkpoint on Facebook, Checkpoint on Joy 94.9, and the website is checkpointgaming.net. All the latest gaming news, reviews, and more is there. And you can catch the show on the Joy website as well, joy.org.au/checkpoint. So check out the podcast.
Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, guys.
You make it easier for me to be in awkward conversations about gaming and not know anything.
I love Grand Theft Audio.
That's what I'm all about.
All right, back to Grand Theft Audio. Here we go. Asian Pop Radio. Jeanette and J. John, Asian Pop Radio, the end of another show.
Do you know one time when you backed announced, this is you, Jeanette and John. And it sounded so awkward. My whole body started to cringe.
My brain works faster than my mouth does. I can't help it. Sometimes
John just degraded my name. Jeanette and John.
Jeanette John. We're like Brangelina. Jeanette John.
Someone's going to be hot.
Hey, don't forget that we are the media partner to, or a media partner to, the Indonesian Film Festival. It's on at Acme Cinemas, Federation Square, Melbourne, kicking off in only a few days, April 8 to April 13. That's Mark booking his tickets now. Website is ifffaustralia.com, and it's well worth going along. General admission tickets are $18. Concessions a little bit cheaper, but an incredible amount of movies on worth having a look at. You can go to our podcast on iTunes to find out more. We've interviewed the guys at the Indo Film Festival.
Yeah, subscribe.
Yeah, and remember to rate us. Give us a nice review. Five stars.
Good time.
Top 10 coming up next. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, guys. If you like what you hear, remember to subscribe to us via iTunes. Search Asian Pop Radio. You can search Asian Pop Radio on every platform, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook. You'll be able to follow us and like us and stay up to date with all things that are happening. We would really appreciate any positive reviews on any platforms that you use. Thanks, guys.